T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
Well, this is depressing. It's one of these mind-boggling questions. This question's been out in the universe forever. Mm. If you could find out the exact date and time you were going to die, would you find out?
Absolutely.
You would?
Why not? Why wouldn't you?
Because it would change the way you live every moment of every... No, it wouldn't change the way you live at all.
I was gonna say.
Would change the way the rest of us live every moment of every day.
Change it for the better, because you would get more stuff done. You would know the end. You would just live life. You would wring the last drop of...
Steve, if you found out you were dying at 80, which is hilarious...
80.
But then I think you would be like, well, I don't have to do that today.
Yeah, you're right on that one.
If you found out you were dying a week from now in a car crash, then I think you would... You'd wring every last drop out of these last.
I would start getting busy. I would take my dream board and just start one from another.
But
I would take yours.
Do you have a dream board?
You know what? I would do my dream board and I would do your dream board within a week. Boom, boom, boom. Everything.
And then what's stopping you from doing that right now?
I
don't think I'm going to live till I'm 80 or something.
Exactly.
So there's a woman who. She apparently there's some genetic disorder in her family that is a killer.
Huntington's disease.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's like Parkinson's. It's in the same family. Yes.
So you get the palsy and eventually it shuts you.
Neurological.
It's sort of like ALS or one of those that like...
Yeah.
Because it has killed her mother, uncle, and grandfather.
It's wicked.
There's a chance she has it. And that chance is...
A really good chance.
50-50.
Yeah.
And all you got to do is go in for a DNA test... And they can tell you, or some sort of gene test, not genealogy. It's not like, you're descended from... No, they can, whatever it is. Here's me taking
cool.
this...
Combine both of them would be...
All right, so you're related to royalty and you're dead within 6 months. Oh my God, this is... I don't have the ability to be serious about something like this. This is... If I knew there was a 50-50 shot that there was something that was going to kill me, I don't know
if you
that
wanna
I want to know. I'd rather just get it.
Well, that's irresponsible. As a parent, you got to find these things. Or if you want to become a parent, you got to find these things out. Otherwise, you're dooming your offspring. You're giving them the 50-50.
Yeah, but isn't there still a chance that I could pass it on to them even though I don't? Maybe not. So I'd have to actually have it to pass it on, probably. It's not like a recessive gene that's in there somewhere.
Well, no, not every kid can get it. So if you have 4 kids, not every kid.
Right, so then... Yeah.
So you're going to roll dice. You're just a dice roller.
If you had a thing in your family, so you said you'd want to know the date and time you're going to die. So let's put you in this exact same scenario as Jackie Harrison. Would you want to know, would you go get the test to find out whether it's 50 up or 50 down that you have this disease?
How much does a test cost?
Because I bet you that's not... Oh, my God. The test is free today.
Okay.
There's a free radon test kit and Huntington whatever. I mean, would you? That's the zillion-dollar question for me. And I got to say...
You don't know if you know?
I don't think I want to know. Because then I'm not going to live every day. I know that I'm dead. I already know what's going to kill me.
But true, and kind of when, not really when, but
yeah,
you know what's going to...
Yeah, because you watched your mother go down and you watched your uncle go down.
Wouldn't it suck, though, if you got hit by a bus? So you think you have Huntington's and you think that's what you're going to die of? And you die a lot, see... So you gotta be.
So I'm asking you point blank, without asking how much it is, would you go get the test?
Is it like with a needle?
There it is.
Wait, I gotta have taking blood. I suppose that would hurt.
Yeah, it's just an easy. It's a written test, Steve.
A written test. Okay.
It's some kind of easy test.
I would.
Would you or would you not?
Right now, probably not.
Because
you're right. I'm on a good life path now. I found a perfect, great groove of life, and I don't want to interrupt it with other stuff.
Because
I get to sit around and do nothing and have no responsibility now.
How would knowing that you're going to die from Huntington's in 10 years?
Oh, it's just now that's a stress. I'm just introducing needless stress.
So you're saying I'm 90% sure.
You've had kids, so they need to know.
They can find out after I die.
Okay, what? This isn't like a game.
They need to know right away.
You're turning this into a game of some sort.
Well,
some sort of
I
gambling.
Just feel like if I knew, Man, the more I think of it,
you would love,
how would I come into work tomorrow? How would I come into work tomorrow knowing that
your priorities are now?
They'd be
totally,
gone. I'd be like, it's not going to happen until I'm 55. But I still, tomorrow doesn't make any, this is stupid. Talking on the radio is stupid all of a sudden to me if I know what's going to kill me. So I don't, how would you not pick that? Like, you've seen me pick crap up and break it when I've had enough. I would do it every day. Till there's not, like, because the insignificant little drivel that we all deal with every day when your Starbucks forgets to put the little green thing in tight and coffee goes all over everything, that would, there would be a new level of, God, that drives me nuts! I'm dying from Huntington's! Why the hell do I have to deal with this? I can't.
That's interesting. I think you'd be more loving. Or not.
Oh my God. My favorite part is you said it with a straight face. Melissa?
Hello.
Hello. Would you get the test?
No, absolutely not.
Why not?
Well, because I feel like I wouldn't actually live my life. And then, I mean, I'm engaged right now. And if I found out that I was sick, I probably wouldn't marry him.
Nice.
And
nice.
Because I wouldn't want to put him through that and then our future children. But then I would be taking the choice out of everybody else's hands.
I love you for that, Melissa.
Giving him the out.
Yep, giving him the out. That rocks.
So then don't get it. All right, thank you for the call. I'm going to say this. That chick who had the 50-50 shot.
What happened with her?
She went in and got the test.
And her whole family had it, so her chances of having it.
50-50.
We'll tell you her results.
Okay. No, I'm just kidding. We'll tell you right now.
See,
you
are more loving.
No, I'm going to say this. That would be the other worst part. Because then you're sitting there every day.
Oh, yeah.
Because anybody who's had to, like, go get a cancer test, I've had a little biopsy taken off me, and you're just like, when are they going to call?
Yeah.
When are they going to call?
The dread.
It's, she got the test, and she doesn't have it.
Nice. Good for her.
But then how does she live her life? Moving forward, are you more loving and go, I just dodged the bullet. Now I don't know what's going to kill me. So now she can.
I'd probably go the other way.
Yes. Jumping off buildings, doing more drugs. Probably, yeah. Sounds like you're going to do that anyway.
Slacker and Steve.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.